high-performance achievers need to have a lot of energy. It's really important to have that nutrition and the health and the fitness and exercise all working together to do that. Now, if you try to do this on your own, you could run into problems. You want to get expert advice and help all the way around. And one of the experts I love to turn to is Dr. Wayne Pickering, the Mango Man, over in Daytona Beach, Florida. He is a man that has helped me immensely on what to eat, how to exercise, what to do, and also giving a good, healthy dose of that needed motivation. And I've asked him to join us for this interview to give you some ideas on how you can get ahead. Dr. Wayne Pickering, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Terry, thanks a million for asking. Just got off the beach, so I'm ready to rock and roll with you today.
I love it. Well, I want to start and get right off the ball rolling here on this by asking you about some foods that we can eat for energy. I wake up in the morning sometimes and I'm feeling maybe a little bit tired or so, like a lot of people are. What can I eat that's going to give me energy that's not bad for me, but that's really good for me?
Good. First of all, there's a bottom line, Terry, to eating and just being healthy. Number one is we can never poison ourselves into health. We can only be healthy when we do healthy things. It would be much like trying to jump out of a 10-story building and expect to go northeast. Can't do it. You're going down. There are certain things that we need to do here with our body, and it would be to eat energy-gaining and not energy-draining foods. Now, what's going to give me energy? Naturally, the carbohydrate foods are for energy, your proteins are for building, and your fats are for insulation, for warmth, or for to help to regulate the body temperatures, do you see? So the three categories of food, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, each one of them have a specific niche, if you will, or a specific purpose for the body. Proteins, again, for repair, carbohydrates for your energy, fats for your warmth, insulation, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is we want to have more carbohydrates, and I'm totally amazed at the amount of propaganda, if you will, that's out there against carbohydrates. We got to have them, but let's eat the right stuff.
Well, what would be some examples of some right carbohydrates I could have, say in the morning, to give me some energy?
All right. In the morning time, I want something that's very succulent, very fast, very sweet, very good right off the bat. I don't have to boil it, fry it, bake it, salt it, ketchup it, mustard it, clean up. I just want to crack it open and eat it. And fruit would be the most naturally normal thing to eat. And it's just something that we're biologically attuned to anyway, and I'll be specific here in a second. But let me give you a little analogy, brother. If you put a baby in a crib with a rabbit and a peach, if the baby eats the rabbit and pets the peach, I'll buy you anything you want. That baby will normally gravitate to the peach, pet the rabbit, and do all that stuff. Now, my point is that we're just naturally in tune or biologically adapted to eating good, sweet fruit. So start the day with something that's in season where you are, where you're living. Right now, the plums, the persimmons, the grapes, and peaches are still in here in Florida. But no matter where you live, just find out what's in season where you live. And how do you do that? There's two ways. When you go to the grocery store, what's the most abundant in the store, in the fruit line? And right now, of course, it's plums and grapes, and figs are still in. And it's usually the cheapest. So that's how you can tell. Or if you wanted to get our food combining guide from our website, waynepickering.com, that has a list of all of the fruits and vegetables and how they combine with each other and when they're in season and all that stuff. So there's a little guideline for you.
Okay.
Fruit that is in season is the
okay.
point.
Fruit in season would be very important. Now, the other thing is we want to be not only aware of the foods that we should eat, but also the things that we should avoid. Some of the natural we think about, okay, don't drink 14 quarts of Jack Daniels a day. Not a good thing. You know, smoking cigarettes, I imagine, would go over in the bad column. But what kind of foods that we might think are okay would not be so good for us in getting energy?
Well, that's a good question. The normal food, now, we always grow up eating because that's the way our folks ate, and they did the same thing. So we need to educate ourselves a little bit here on the what's good and what is not good. The things that are not good are all of the white things. Anything that's white, now that would be like white milk, white salt, white sugar, white flour, white rice, white breads. Any of those things that are white will sap your energy immediately.
You mean even white bread? That seems like it would be good, but white bread itself would not be good to give us energy?
Exactly. White bread, here's the line. The whiter the bread, the wider the spread, the sooner you're dead. It's totally lifeless, Terry, and it has no fiber, and it's so binding, and it's a perfect paste in the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about something like sugar, white sugar? Because, you know, we like to have food that tastes good. Wouldn't white sugar be a good thing to have?
Okay, good question. Once again, you hit the nail on the head there. We want things that taste good. And so most of the time we misinterpret the craving that we just naturally normally want by either the advertising in the, you know, we're bombarded with the TV, the radio, the newspapers, the signs, everything is for junk because that's what people want. Let me just throw a little side note in here. I was listening to the great Paul Harvey one time speaking in Tampa, and he said, there's more good things that come across our counter to print than anything, but he said, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't read. So if it's not negative and it's not what we're used to looking at, people kind of disregard it, do you see? So we're bombarded with junk, and people are misinterpreting their cravings. So we naturally like things that taste good. So there we go back to the fruit. It just tastes good automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when we eat sugar, well, all of the times when we eat sugar, it's so deficient. There's two bad things about sugar. It's so deficient in the vitamins and minerals that we need. It's bled down to nothing. And two, it has no fiber. So there's not enough. The reason fruit is so much better for the fiber end of it is it holds the sugar back from getting a mad rush and the pancreas going out of crazy trying to deal with this massive amount of sugar that has no fiber to keep it in solution to where the body can just get it as it needs it. That's the problem with sugar. Plus, it has no calcium. It's totally deficient in most of the minerals that we need and the vitamins. So we have this what you call a system in our body, Terry, called checks and balances. And it's called the buffer system. So that if we eat something and the body is deficient, the food is deficient in what the body needs as a whole food, then the body will eat away somewhere to get it to make it balanced, to maintain what we call homeostasis or a balance in the body. For example, sugar. Sugar is so deficient in calcium. Calcium is a natural nerve tranquilizer, do you see? And so when people eat sugar, especially kids, now you'll notice kids when you feed them sugar, how wiry they get and all of it, and because they're calcium, so their natural buffer there is being challenged, so their nervous system is out of whack.
Mm-hmm. So watch out for the white bread, the white sugar, and generally the whites.
Yeah, and the white milks and all that. A lot of people think milk is great for you, and it's just actually lethal. When you go to my website, WaynePickering.com, go to the free stuff and start reading some of the things in there about just the dairies and things. It's atrocious. But there's also a video in there, too, Terry, on my website that will break your heart, wow your soul, and ruffle your feathers. That'll be a whole new approach. Blow your mind.
Sounds like a good combination. Well, now, before we get away, because I'm starting to run out of time here, I really want to focus in on another area of health and fitness, and that is exercise. And we know, yeah, okay, we're supposed to exercise. We all hear it. Some of us even go and we'll join a health club. We'll get involved thinking, yes, I'm going to do it now. And we found that putting the old exercycle in the bedroom doesn't quite do it because you have to use the thing. Just putting it there doesn't do it. But we're pressed for time. We know that exercise is important. I know that you personally exercise a lot. Those that come over to my website and get a chance to see the picture can see what you look like and realize here's a guy that is getting up there in the years but still has probably another 100 years or so left because of the exercise. Tell me about the exercise that we can do when we're really, really busy.
Okay, let's do this. First of all, let me give you a little quick overview. Exercise is the king. Nutrition is the queen. Water is the crown prince, all to make a kingdom. You need several little things in there to keep you healthy. You just can't eat your way to health. It depends on how much you want to be healthy. And that's the underlying thing. Do you want it? You and I both know Zig Ziglar and his classic line, people only want what they want when the want is more than the price. I've tagged it as more than the effort. You got to want to do this. Notice how we respect people who just keep themselves in condition. We just gravitate to that, you actually look and admire it. So you just got to want to do it. So we've all got 24 hours, and it all comes down to this one word, choice. We choose to. I choose to be healthy because I was sick so much in my life, and I don't want that anymore. So I put a little bit of time each day into fitness, a little bit of time into each day. Because you and I are busy. We're professional speakers. We're authors. We publish a lot of our own stuff. We do an incredible amount of interviews. So we have to break our 24 hours down, and let's put it in perspective. You don't have to join a gym. You don't have to buy a special bike. You don't have to do it. Just do something. If you just go from the sitting to the standing position, you used 102 moves just to do that. So if you're in front of your computer or you're down at a desk there writing and doing what you've got to do in your corporate meetings, get everybody just to stand up two or three times. Three times, you've used up 102 moves times six, because you get up, 102, sit down, another 102. So do something. But it's got to be something you like, mm-hmm. and that you don't regret doing, or you got to do it. Do it because you want to do it, and you just like to do it. A walk is actually, I would consider, the king, because anybody can do it who's not physically handicapped.
Yeah, so getting out and walking wherever you are, in most any temperature, you can do that. Within reason, you can get out and at least do some kind of walking if you do it within moderation.
Sure. I show people how you can be fit while you sit. You can be sitting at your computer and squeeze your buttocks, squeeze your hands, move your head. If you just move your head to the left, back to the center, to the right, back to the center, you've just exercised every trigger point in your body. And those trigger points are the little points from your head to the rest of your body that will that are the signals to, okay, my arm, my leg moves, my digestion. They're trigger points that are all focused in the neck. If you will just do that, the stress that you relieve is incredible. Do that five times to the left, five times to the right. Take a couple deep breaths and just put your hands over your head and stretch long, 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 that kind of thing. And because there's three motions of your musculature system, Terry. Musculature system. A push, a pull, and a stretch. Mm-hmm. You do a little of all three, you got it.
Well, Dr. Wayne Pickering, you are a fountain of wisdom, and we appreciate you giving us this idea. And if we want more information, you've given us your website at www.waynepickering.com, and, of course, it's on my website as well. But also, what's a phone number that people could call if they want to reach you?
Sure, 800-325-DIET, 3 and 2 make 5, 325-DIET, 800-325-3438.
And if someone's calling from outside the United States, what would be the number to call?
386-441-4487.
All right. Well, Dr. Wayne Pickering, the Mango Man, we appreciate you joining us, and thanks very much for that helpful advice.
Terry, my closing line to you. If you want to be tough, you've got to eat good stuff.
Sounds like a great idea. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Terry. I'm going out and go surfing. Love to see you.